Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be back.
So this time, you guys have really thrown us in the deep end with Nicholas Luhmann,
He's a thinker.
this sociologist who's known for having really complex theories, but once you kind of wrap your head around them, they're
Absolutely.
super insightful.
They are.
We're diving into a piece from his book, Organizations and Decisions.
Okay,
And
great book.
trust me, it's dense.
It is dense.
But
That's why we're here.
that's why we're here, to kind of pull out the good
I hate
stuff and
that
try to
song.
break it down for you. So today, we're trying to understand how Luhmann sees organizations. And he doesn't think that they're just these static structures. He sees them as dynamic, constantly making decisions. Get ready to have your mind blown.
It's really interesting how he wants us to completely rethink what an organization actually is. Instead of thinking about them as these fixed things, he wants us to focus on how organizations are always changing and developing.
So it's not just about like the building, the fancy logo, the organizational chart. It's about what's going
Just your
on
processes.
inside, right? Like all the activity and interaction that's always happening.
That's exactly it. And this way of thinking can actually be really helpful for you, especially if you're dealing with changes at work or trying to understand how a company operates.
It's like figuring out how your car works, right? You don't just want to see the shiny exterior. You want to understand the engine that makes it go. But Luhmann takes it a step further.
He does, doesn't he?
He even questions like whether organizations are really controlled by.
Outside forces.
You're right. He uses the term heteronomy for the idea that organizations are just puppets controlled by things outside of them.
Interesting.
He thinks they have way more control and internal logic than we give them credit for.
Okay. So they're not just reacting to the world around them, they're making their own choices. This is where it starts to get really interesting.
Absolutely.
Luhmann says decisions are at the core of what makes an organization, well, an organization. And he's not just talking about the big decisions that executives make. He's talking about every single choice, big or small,
Every little one.
that sets the organization apart
Anything
from
else?
everything else.
Think about it this way. Every email you send, every meeting you go to, even choosing to work on one task before another, those are all little decisions that shape the direction of your organization. Whoa. So even grabbing a coffee instead of tea in the break room is part of the organization's story.
You could think of it that way. It might sound a bit out there, but Luhmann wants us to see how even those small, everyday actions play a role in how an organization works.
So much pressure on my coffee choices now. But isn't the goal to like minimize uncertainty in an organization?
That's what's so interesting about Luhmann. He flips that idea on its head. He says organizations don't just manage uncertainty, they actually kind of thrive on it.
Why?
They use decisions as a way to face uncertainty head on, process it, and even use it to their advantage.
So maybe like a jazz band improvising?
Now you're getting it. Instead of being frozen by the unknown, they use it as a challenge, making adjustments as they go to reach their goal. Luhmann even compares organizations to these things called autopoietic systems. It's a fancy word.
Yeah, it sounds a little intimidating.
But it basically means they are self-creating.
So they're constantly defining and redefining themselves through their decisions.
You've got it. Each new statement is a decision that shapes how the company sees itself and how it works. That's a great example of Luhmann's autopoietic system in action.
So this is all pretty mind-blowing stuff.
It is pretty wild.
So how does Luhmann connect this to the idea of self-reference and paradox?
Well, he argues that organizations look at themselves and their environment. But get this, that very act of looking actually changes them.
Whoa.
It's a bit of a head scratcher, but it shows that organizational life is dynamic and, in a way, unpredictable.
Okay, hold on. Let me try to wrap my head around this. It's like when you look in a mirror, the act of looking changes what you see. So organizations are kind of doing the same thing, looking at themselves, and that changes who they are.
You got it. That's what Luhmann's getting at.
Okay.
Their attempts to understand themselves actually become part of their identity and shape how they act in the future.
So it's not just about making the right decision.
Right.
It's about understanding how those decisions affect how the organization sees itself in the world around it.
It's all connected.
Okay.
And this brings us to Luhmann's big challenge to traditional ideas about organizations.
Okay.
He argues that his framework, even though it deals with complex and maybe even paradoxical ideas, can actually be more accurate than the messy and unpredictable reality of how organizations actually operate.
So he's saying, let's try to think clearly about these complicated systems, even if they don't always act in a perfectly rational or predictable way.
Yeah.
We should embrace that complexity.
Precisely. He wants us to figure out how to make sense of it all.
Okay.
Instead of trying to force organizations into these simplified models that don't really capture what they're all about.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So thinking about our own organizations.
Yeah.
Do they have a clear sense of themselves?
That's a good question.
How much of what they do feels reactive versus intentional?
Mm-hmm.
These are some big questions. Luhmann's work is making me ask.
It's fascinating how Luhmann breaks down the decision-making process.
Okay.
He introduces this idea of decision premises, basically the underlying assumptions, structures, and processes that guide an organization's choices.
So kind of like
the
organization has this.
Think about your last team meeting.
Okay.
The agenda. The people there, even the unspoken office politics,
right.
All of those things are like decision premises that shape the decisions you make as a group.
So it's like the organization has this internal set of rules.
Yeah, you could think of it that way.
Okay.
But these premises aren't fixed.
Right.
They're always changing based on the decisions the organization makes.
Okay, so
Luhmann even breaks these premises down further into a few different types.
Okay, I'm ready to go deeper.
All right.
What are these different types?
Well, first you have what Luhmann calls decision programs.
Okay.
Think of them like the official rules, procedures, and plans the organization uses to guide its actions.
Oh, like
things like strategic plans,
right.
Budgets,
right.
Or operational guidelines.
Right.
They basically create a framework for making decisions in a consistent and predictable way.
It's like having a playbook.
Exactly, for different situations.
But what about the people involved?
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
That's where personnel comes in as a major decision premise.
Okay.
The skills, knowledge, and even the personalities of the people in an organization have a huge influence on the kinds of decisions that get made.
So it's like the difference between just reading a recipe.
Exactly.
Okay.
And actually having a skilled chef in the kitchen.
Yeah, you have communication
space. Yes, communication channels, another crucial decision premise.
Okay.
This is all about how information flows within the organization.
Right.
The formal and informal networks,
mm-hmm.
all the meetings, reports, emails.
Right.
Basically, all the ways people share knowledge and coordinate their actions.
It's like the nervous system of the organization.
A perfect way to put it.
Okay.
And lastly, we have responsibilities, which Luhmann also sometimes calls the division of labor.
Mm.
This is all about how tasks and decision-making power are spread out within the organization. This is all about how tasks and decision-making power are spread out within the organization.
So that's where things like who reports to whom, who gets to make the final call on what, and so on, all come into play.
It's like seeing the organizational chart come to life.
Right.
And all these decision premises, the programs, the personnel, the communication channels, and the responsibilities, they're all working together in these complex ways to shape how the organization makes decisions.
It's like an orchestra with all the different instruments playing their parts.
Yes.
But it's the conductor who brings everything together to create one beautiful sound.
That's a great analogy.
And Luhmann says these decision premises aren't just something that exists inside the organization.
Right.
They also show how the organization interacts with the world around it.
They do.
So outside factors like what's happening in the market, who they're competing with, or even government regulations can all influence how these decision premises evolve over time.
Absolutely. Organizations are constantly adjusting their internal structure and processes to respond to what's going on around them.
So it's a dynamic interplay between internal and external forces.
It is.
That makes sense.
Luhmann also talks about how these decision premises come together in what he calls decision-making contexts.
Okay.
It sounds like these are the specific situations or moments where decisions actually happen.
So imagine a team meeting where you're hashing out a project plan, a budget review where you're figuring out how to allocate funds, or even a crisis management meeting where you need to make decisions quickly.
Those are all decision-making contexts.
It's like the stage where the drama of decision-making unfolds.
I like that.
You've got the decision premises as the backdrop, mm-hmm. the people involved as the actors,
mm-hmm.
and the external pressures adding to the tension.
A perfect way to visualize it. And what Lumen finds fascinating is that these decision-making contexts are influenced by the organization's history, its culture, its power dynamics, and even the overall mood or emotional climate.
So it's not just about being cold and rational.
No.
There are a lot of human emotions and baggage that factor into these decisions.
Absolutely. And that's what makes studying organizations so interesting.
Right.
They're complex, dynamic, and often unpredictable.
But Lumen gives us a way to understand that complexity.
He does, right?
He helps us see the patterns and connections that we might otherwise miss.
He emphasizes how organizations, even though they're part of a larger system in society, are still separate from it. They have their own logic and way of doing things.
So kind of like a fish in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's part of that larger ecosystem, mm-hmm. but it still has its own unique way of navigating and surviving.
I love that analogy. And Lumen argues that recognizing this separation is crucial to understanding how organizations function.
Right.
We can't grasp how they work by just looking at the societal forces around them.
They have their own internal currents and motivations
exactly.
that drive their behavior.
And that's why it's so important to study organizations on their own terms.
Okay.
To understand their internal workings and how they make decisions.
This is where it gets really interesting, doesn't it? Lumen comes back to this idea of paradox.
He does.
And what he calls the unity of distinctions.
Remember how we talked about organizations observing themselves?
Yeah.
And how that very act changes them.
Right.
Well, he takes it even further and says that the unity of any distinction, any way we separate things in our minds to understand the world,
mm-hmm.
can't actually exist within that distinction itself.
So it's like trying to catch your own shadow.
Exactly.
The moment you reach for it, it disappears.
And Lumen argues that this paradox isn't a mistake in how we think,
okay.
but rather a fundamental part of how we make sense of the world.
Interesting.
It's the observer, in this case, the person studying organizations,
right.
who creates the distinction, the line between what is and what isn't.
And by creating that distinction, we can observe and understand.
Yeah.
But it also creates a kind of blind spot.
Right.
Because we can't observe ourselves observing.
Exactly.
It's a bit of a brain twister.
It really is. And Lumen argues that this paradox is at the heart of how we understand organizations.
Okay.
We create distinctions to make sense of them.
Right.
But those distinctions are always going to be a bit artificial and incomplete.
It's like trying to draw a map of a city that's constantly changing and growing.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
And that's why Lumen emphasizes that organizational theory shouldn't be about searching for some perfect objective truth.
Okay.
It's more about embracing the complexity, the paradox, and the ever-changing nature of organizations.
So it sounds like Lumen is giving us more questions than answers.
He is.
Which is probably the point.
Right.
Right. He's pushing us to think critically.
Yes.
And not take things at face value.
It definitely feels like that sometimes.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, which is probably the point, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He's pushing us to think critically and not just take things
absolutely.
At face value.
He's less interested in giving us like a rule book for organizations.
Right.
And more interested in giving us a new lens for understanding them.
Okay.
It's like he's saying, here's a set of tools now, go explore and figure things out for yourself.
And a big part of that exploration seems to be about embracing uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
which feels a little counterintuitive when you think about how much organizations crave
stability and predictability.
It does. But Lumen argues that organizations are constantly absorbing and responding to uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
It's baked into the very nature of how they operate.
Okay.
And that's where decisions become so crucial.
Right.
Decisions are how organizations confront uncertainty, process it,
okay.
and try to turn it to their advantage.
It makes you think about all those sayings about rolling with the punches or pivoting when things don't go according to plan.
Right.
Maybe Lumen would say those aren't just trendy buzzwords. They're yeah. fundamental to how organizations
yeah, I think he'd agree.
Survive and thrive.
He's urging us to see organizations as these adaptable,
okay.
dynamic systems
yeah.
that are constantly learning and evolving. They're not static machines.
Right.
They're more like living organisms that are constantly responding to their environment.
There's that line in the excerpt we read.
Where Lumen talks about how organizations need to build freedoms,
mm-hmm.
alternatives, leeway into how they interact with the world around them.
It's like he's saying, don't get stuck in a rut.
Right.
Create space for experimentation and flexibility.
That's a really powerful image.
It is.
It suggests that even though organizations are influenced by their environment.
Right.
They also have the power to shape that environment,
yeah.
to carve out their own niche,
mm-hmm.
to create their own opportunities.
Absolutely.
It's about finding that balance between adapting to external pressures
right.
and asserting their own agency.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
It makes me think about those companies that were able to completely reinvent themselves
yes.
when their industries were disrupted.
Right.
They didn't just react to the changes.
Yeah.
They found ways to turn those changes
mm-hmm.
into advantages.
Those are great examples of what Lumen is talking about.
Okay, so to bring this all back to our listeners,
yep.
what does this mean for them?
Yeah.
How can they apply Lumen's ideas
mm-hmm.
in their own lives and work?
Well, I think the first takeaway is to pay attention to the decisions being made around you,
okay.
whether it's in your workplace, your community, or even your own personal life.
Right.
Decisions reveal a lot about priorities, values, and how people are making sense of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just accept things at face value.
Right.
Dig deeper and ask, why was this decision made? What assumptions are at play? And what are the potential consequences?
It's like becoming a detective of sorts.
Yeah.
Looking for those clues that reveal mm-hmm. the underlying logic
yeah.
of how things work.
And the second takeaway is to embrace uncertainty.
Okay.
Don't be afraid of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
See it as an opportunity for learning and growth.
Right.
Be willing to experiment, to try new things, to step outside of your comfort zone.
Because as Lumen reminds us,
yeah.
even the more stable-seeming organizations are constantly in flux.
Right.
They're adapting, evolving,
mm.
and making decisions that shape their future.
Exactly.
And we as individuals within those organizations
mm-hmm.
have a role to play in that process.
That's a great point to end on.
Yeah.
We're not just passive bystanders.
Right.
We're active participants in the ongoing story of organizations.
That's a great way to put it.
And by understanding Lumen's ideas, we can become more informed, more critical, and more empowered participants in that story.
So the next time you find yourself in a meeting where a big decision is being made,
yeah.
or you're grappling with a change in your workplace,
mm-hmm.
or you're just trying to make sense of the world around you,
right.
remember Lumen's insights.
Ask those tough questions. Embrace the complexity. And don't be afraid to dive deep.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of The Deep Dive.
It was fun.
Until next time, keep exploring.